Good morning. Today is Monday, the 20th of Teves, January 4th. We are continuing in Mesilas Yesharim in the 19th parak, page 364. Ulam, Chachamin Zichronim Levracha Hisirunu, Lehis Naheg Hefech Zebavoda. When it comes to beautifying mitzvos, and he was talking yesterday, Psukim and Malachi, to talk about Hashem's response and reaction to people bringing blind animals for sacrifice, a lame or sick animal, that even though obviously it doesn't really make a difference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't need your animal, but it shows the attitude of the person bringing a sick or disformed korban. He says, a person who does that is a chote. Chazal told us to do the opposite of this in Avodas Hashem. V'amru b'inyan mayim sheniskalu shelo yisanim b'misnenes. Water that was left uncovered at night. In the times of Chazal, people wouldn't drink it. And even though if you put it through a strainer, it becomes drinkable. Mitam emor damri lehedyud lagavo mika'amar. Rabbi Nechemia says that even though a strained beverage is usable, it's drinkable, but is it appropriate for an offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Leisle hakriveo na lefechasecha. Would you present this to a governor? Would you present it to somebody of high office? So yes, it's drinkable, but is it mehudar? Re'e na machisaron yesh b'mayim shenistanu, kvar mutarim him lehedyo. Va'afilu hachi asurim him legavo mishum she'enu derech kavod. The concept of derech kavod when it comes to mitzvot. V'amru od b'sifri, kol mivchar nidreichem dahanu shelo yavi ela minamuf. When you give a neder, when you give an offering, it should be from the choicest. You shouldn't say, well, I didn't have to do this anyway, so I'll just be yotze, I'll just bring the worst animal I can find. Ufar matzano kayin v'hevel. Hevel mevi mibachoros tzona mechal vehen. Hevel brought a korban. It was from the firstborn of his sheep, from the choicest of them. The kayin hevi min apsolos mipri adama. And kayin brought of the inferior fruits of the land. Kefeirushim zechon levracha me'ala bahem v'yisha Hashem el hevel v'minchaso v'alkayin v'alminchaso losha. Hashem turned to Hevel in his offering, but not to Kayin in his offering. Because again, what does it show? Kayin is thinking, Hashem doesn't care. He'd rather I keep the stuff for myself, the good stuff. And to him, it's just going through the motions. That's not what a korban is all about. A korban is about presenting an attitude to Hashem, an attitude of sacrifice, an attitude of giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the best, showing what's important to you. When you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the worst, when you do a mitzvah just to be yotze, it shows one thing. And when you do a mitzvah in the most beautiful way, when you're willing to spend money and time and effort, then it shows something very different to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'omer v'arun nochel v'yesh bedro zachar v'noder v'zovech mashchas l'Hashem ki melech gadol ani. It says in Malachi, cursed be the charlatan who has superior ram in his flock, but vows and sacrifices a blemished animal for the Lord, for I am a great king. There are many ways that Chazal warned us to make sure that we take mitzvos seriously, that we honor them properly. Somebody who touches a Sefer Torah with bare hands will be buried naked because of the contempt for the mitzvah that this practice shows. The Mishnah outlines in Bikurim, the third parak, what the mitzvah of Bikurim look like in practice. And that shows us Hidr mitzvah the way Chazal imagined. Shekach shaninu, Ashor holeich lifneim. There was a lot of pomp and circumstance. The ox would walk in front of them, karnos mitzubo zabat harshos ais berosho, its horns overlaid with gold and a wreath of olive branches upon its head. Od sham ha'ashir mevim bikurim b'klasa shel zavanim b'salei nitzarim. The wealthy would bring their bikurim in baskets of silver and gold, and the poor would bring them in baskets of peeled willow branches. Od sham shalosh midos bar bikurim, bikurim tosefes bikurim v'iter bikurim. The three components of bikurim, the bikurim themselves, the supplemental bikurim, and the adornment of the bikurim. Harei lana behedya kama rai lana lehosev al gufa shel mitzvah kedei lahadra. And this is an example. This represents what our attitude should be for all mitzvahs, the way of we're supposed to beautify it. He doesn't even continue. The Mishnah said there was bands playing and people would stay home from work to cheer on those who were doing a mitzvah. The mitzvahs are things that we should be proud of and we should be mahadar. Mikan nilmad l'chol shar mitzvah shabbat Torah. V'amr Rava Rami huzmaki umitzali amar hikun l'kras l'kacha Yisrael. Rava would put on nice footwear before he would daven. You would think, you know, maybe a nice suit, but what does it matter what you're wearing on your feet? Rava said, "Hikon lekras alakach Yisrael. I'm preparing to meet my God." Od Amr Vesenes Zochanim Levracha al Hapasuk Bigde Esav Benachamudas Amr Vesem Ben Gamliel Anishimashti Es Abba Well, Esav, k'shay mishamis es aviv, lo mishamis ela bevigdei malchus. That Esav would put on his nicest clothing before he would go serve his father. V'hinei, im kach levasar adam, kal v'chomer l'malach machem lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shomid lefanav lispalav, rahu sheyilbash bigdei chavad, v'yesh lefanav k'mo sheyoshev lefnei melach gadol. So we will stop here, but the takeaway message is the concept of hider mitzvah in the role of chasidus, going the extra mile. It shows our attitude towards Hashem and towards mitzvos.